Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I hope you're doing well during this difficult time. Today, I want to share a mini episode that is perfect for staying at home. In this episode, we have Heather from Book Club Chat come in and talk about how she's doing while staying at home. We chat books, movies, TV shows, and how we're spending our time at home. Welcome, Heather. How are you doing?
Hi, Laura. Thank you for having me. I'm doing okay. It's challenging, and there are better days than other days, but I think this was a better day, so it's a good day to chat.
That's good. Yeah, today's a good day.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I had, like you said, good days, some bad days, some good moments, some bad moments. It's just a good day where everything seems to be doing well in the grand scope of things, but hoping that get better news or just some changes happening. So
I know, right? It's been a lot, especially when you really are connected to the news almost maybe too much. It's a lot to take in. So hopefully things start to get better and take a good turn.
Yeah, are you watching the news, or how are you consuming the news? So that's a good question to start.
Yeah. So this is probably not the best time to have been a news junkie. I've always loved news. I mean, obviously that's where I went into journalism and such. But I do watch cable news. I get on social media for news, and I also get on Reddit for news. So it's a lot. Probably know too much. It's like, okay. So I kind of really had to be like, okay, I got to limit how much I'm consuming. So kind of limiting the TV, because I don't think the TV is as helpful as is reading some of the print articles print articles online or on Reddit. But what about you? How do you get your news?
So I get it from the Today Show.
That's a good way to do it.
So I watch it in the morning, and it's just part of it. Like, I've been watching the Today Show for years.
Yeah.
And I watch some of the national news in the afternoon, but it's not a lot. Like, I have a hard rule not to watch Trump's press conferences because it would make me really angry. So I try to stay away from those and then just get the digestible,
that's the best way to do it. Yeah, because it is so frustrating. I got on Twitter earlier during his press conference. I had to get off right away. I'm like, I don't even want to know.
I don't want to know. It's a non-issue.
I don't want to hear this from him. Anyways, that's a whole other topic, but
the only reason why I watch your press conference is make sure Dr. Fauci is in it. He hasn't been fired because he's the voice of reason out of it. But other than that, I'm like, and he wasn't showing up a few press conferences, and I was worried that he got fired. I was like,
I know.
I was texting a friend.
I know. He's, oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't want him to fire, Trump to fire him because he's jealous of his attention or whatever. So I know. I worry about that too. So when you know he's there, it's like, okay, things are still, there's somebody intelligent. That's actually going to help people. So that's crazy.
So that's how I'm consuming the news, but it is what it is. So let's talk about your day-to-day. What does it look like now?
Yeah, so I think we talked about before. So I've worked at home for about 8 years. So I didn't have to make a transition as far as work, really, other than some of my colleagues now are working at home when they went into the office. So it's been probably more of a transition for them and more video conferences and all that, which is kind of funny. But it really has really been an impact. I was talking about it with my editor, and he's worked at home for about 10 years, and he was, he goes, I've worked at home for 10 years, but it's never felt like this. It's just, it's crazy not to be able to go out and go to the gym or get coffee or, go out to restaurants. And it's, we do go out. My husband and I will go for walks, and I do work out every morning. My gym is actually doing Facebook Live videos. So that's been a big help. So just kind of that, and then just kind of doing the day-to-day job, and then yeah, just kind of cooking more and all that. So no, it's pretty crazy, you know, how different it is, even though I have worked at home for a year or so.
Yeah, I think it's like a whole different ballgame. I don't know. Do you have a stay-at-home order, or are you still like, they're letting you just social distance on your own?
You know, they've not been on top of this, which has been disappointing. We had a governor that was also a businessman. So let's not elect these people anymore, because he seems completely confused and out of his element. I know that, I mean, they closed down the schools and they did all that, but I don't think they have the official stay-at-home order, you know? So I think they're being kind of vague about it, which is ridiculous. So, I mean, we're staying at home and staying away and only, you know, I think we're pretty stocked up until May, even with groceries. So I think we'll be good. But yeah, it's kind of annoying. I wish they all would just follow the same, you know, the same direction. I know Illinois, the governor's been really on top of it. And I'm like, yeah, not Arizona. I'm just that guy confused.
Yeah, Illinois. So yesterday I had a 16-year-old brother, and I ended up going for a walk, which was really nice. And everyone in Chicago, it's sunny, it's 60, it's beautiful. Everyone in Chicago decided to go out to the lake and to the front. And lo and behold, the mayor gave us a stern warning. I'm going to close the lakefront. And lo and behold, she closed at Jay. She's like, you need to practice social distance. There's no reason why you should be like all congregating, you know, playing sports, going to the beach.
Yeah, for sure. So. That makes sense. Yeah, when we go for walks in our neighborhood, like, I think some people still don't get it. Actually, I know some people still don't get it. And there's this one woman we've seen with her kid, and like, she seems really nice, but she keeps trying to come near us, and we're like 6 feet. And it's just funny because people, I don't know, they're just kind of clueless on it. So I feel like when we go on walks, we're kind of on this like super high alert because, the other day, there were people taking photos because there was all these cactuses by us and everything, and they were taking photos for their kids, and we heard the kid cough. Maybe like my husband and I just ran. We're like, no, someone's coughing. Get out. Get out.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's like, it's a new reality. It's like you hear someone coughing, you hear someone sneezing, and you're just like, okay, please get away from me.
Yeah, run away. I know, it's crazy.
It is crazy. It's a new reality. So, all right. So now let's talk about how you're spending your time outside of work. Have you watched any new TV shows or movies?
Yes. So I finished, is it Love is Blind? Is that what it was called? Yeah, so I binged that. So that was entertaining. I go in complete distraction from everything. Mm-hmm. And then I even looked up on, there's a subreddit for it. And so then I read what was actually the truth behind it all, you know, because the Jessica, I think it was her name, Jessica, right?
Jessica, yep.
Yeah, oh man, she's a mess. But it was entertaining. It was good. So that I did that. And then I started, Little Fires Everywhere. So I did watch the first three episodes of that. So those have been two distraction ones. I need to watch the one that you guys, I keep seeing all you guys talk about on social media, that not called Tiger. What's it called? The Tiger?
Tiger King?
Yes.
I started watching it and then I just put it down and I was like, okay, this is so much a train wreck waiting to happen. Yeah, it's all about big cats, like tigers and leopards. And Joe Exotic is this like weird, framework character with a mullet who has a show and he sings and he has like, it's just like he had Murder for Hire. It's a train wreck. But I did watch Love is Blind. I watched it before I moved. That was my packing, And I was like obsessed with it. I was like, you know, talking about it, sharing memes. Like, I'm part of an Instagram chat about Love is Blind.
And so that's hilarious.
There's actually, they're casting for Chicago. So I was like, I was like, maybe I can apply.
Yes, you need to go see that whenever they're having it. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. What would you, well, if you were on it though, what if like someone proposed, like how?
I don't know. I don't know if I can go through a proposal. Even though I would be curious to see the person in real life, I don't think I can go through a proposal. I'm like, I mean,
that was insane. I know, right?
Yeah. It's insane. You know, they were like,
when you're in the pod, maybe you would change, Laura. Maybe. I'm just kidding.
Maybe we're like having this emotional connection in 5 hours because you told me your deeper darker secret and I love you. You know, right away.
I had, you know, I didn't watch any trailers with it. I had, like, I really had little knowledge of it going. And usually I'm all, like, looking up things, knowing before. So I had no idea they were going to propose. And then those proposals were so awkward. Like, oh, what's your name? Judy and that guy.
Damien.
Oh, my God. I was dying. Yeah, my husband pretty much ran away from the show. He couldn't handle it. But I watched it all because I loved it. But it was so much cringe. Or she was like, no, I will propose to you. See, Laura, that could be you.
That could be me. I know. I can be like Gigi and telling Damien he's the worst sex of our life. You know?
So dramatic. Like, I love this. This is so entertaining and awkward. It's the best.
It's the best. And Jessica was the worst. And I know she wanted to break up with Mark, but she could just leave him. She should not leave him on.
She was so mean to him. Like, I was not. I mean, how he presented himself on the show, he seemed nice. And so I was annoyed. That Barnett guy was all like country, and she was just so obsessed with him. And
she was. Yeah.
She was such a mess. But I looked up all their social media to see. And she had all these weird, like, shots of her, like, out, like, by the pool, like, bikini shots. And I'm like, dude, this gal is... she's a train wreck. Like, I don't think
she's like, she was like, I'm a villain. And I'm like, you're just the worst. Like, you're not even the villain. You're just the worst. Like,
yeah. She was, oh man, she was so annoying.
And her voice, her baby voice annoyed.
Yes.
Oh my God, I couldn't stand it. I was like, please stop talking.
It's crazy. It seems like she has like a good job and everything. And I was like, God, what do they think?
I know.
It looks like that could be fake. You know, you never know at all. Like, the jobs are all real vague and random. And I don't know. Like, maybe they played that up because he was, what was he? He was a fitness instructor. So then it's like, oh, this high power gal, 35.
But she doesn't have a LinkedIn profile. So we don't know if that job is real. Like, because I actually looked through, honestly, I was obsessed with the show. So I went through the people's LinkedIn profile and she didn't have one LinkedIn profile. So we don't know if that's a real job or not a real job.
Yeah, it does seem kind of suspicious, I think.
Yeah.
I just feel like anyone, I mean, with like supposedly that kind of job, I just can't imagine even risking it going on there. And I know, like, I used to be really into The Bachelor. I don't watch it anymore, but I remember it with that. I mean, I guess maybe they film longer, but it was like people would have to quit their jobs. That's why, you know, it's like usually if you are pretty well in your career, you're not going to quit it for like The Bachelor or something.
Yeah.
I kind of wondered with that. I'm like, well, supposedly she has this great job. Like, did she just quit it? Or like, maybe.
Yeah. Well, she moved to LA. So I'm assuming wants to be. So you know what's going to happen. So maybe she's just going to try to do her thing in TV. Well, not now, but maybe eventually.
Well, maybe she'll be like, I only watched one season of this, 90 Day Fiancé. Before the 90 days. So I was introduced to Darcy and all that. So I wonder if she's trying to be like Darcy. Do you watch that show?
No, I don't watch that show.
I watched one season and I was entertained, but the problem is it's like, it's 2 hours, at least the season I watched. I don't know if they're all like this. Like, it's 2 hours, like, so an hour and a half, you know, with commercials, or maybe hour and 20. But it's like long. I mean, that's a lot of the time. It's really repetitive. So like, I did like it for that one season, but anyway, there's this gal Darcy that's just on it every season. And you know, people are like, why do they keep having her? So maybe Jessica's going to try to come back or something.
Maybe,
or try to be on another show or something, and who knows?
Yeah,
she was, oh gosh, she was such a mess. It was so cringe. I mean, I'm even just reliving in my head when they're in the pods and they're just like, when Barnett was told her he wasn't into her and she just freaked out. And
I know.
Barnett guy. I mean, I was like, really? Like, why are you so obsessed with him? It's so weird.
He was so weird. He was just like a weird guy. And I was like, he's just a frat boy. He was like, whatever, like a player. He's like playing around with the girls and trying to figure it out. I'm like,
I know. No, it was ridiculous, but so good. So that was good. That's so funny. Well, let me know if anything develops with any people since you
got here. The tea. Yes, I'll let you know with the tea. So, all right. So, have you been reading?
So I hadn't read in a while, and then I got A Good Neighborhood from St. Martin, which I didn't think I was going to get. So I read that, and it was really good, really well done, but very, very sad. Maybe not exactly what I needed to be reading right now. I feel that kind of even just impacted my opinion of it because I was, you know, it's a sad book and everything's so hard right now. So maybe shelve that if things can kind of get to you a little more. But I actually just finished Una Out of Order last night, and that book was great. It was exactly what I needed. It was, you know, a bit lighter, but still had some, you know, some emotional moments and everything. It's really good, really clever how she did that book. Have you read that one yet?
No, I've not. What is the book about?
Oh, so it's very interesting. I guess you could call it like a time travel story, which I know it sounds a little random, but it's this gal, Una, I love her name. So she's in a band in the 80s and she has kind of a crossroads of life. She's going to go tour with the band with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's in the band, or is she going to go to London and study economics? Very different. And then she wakes up. It's like midnight, New Year's Eve, and the next thing she knows, she's 50-year-old Una, and her life is that of when she's 50. And so it turns out that every year at midnight on New Year's Eve, she switches to a different time period in her life, but it doesn't go in consecutive order. So she goes from being like 50 to 30 to 45, and it's really clever how she did it, though. I had seen people upset that she didn't explain the time travel or anything. And I don't know. That didn't really bother me because I think whenever there's time travel in anything, I don't really even know what's happening. I didn't really care, but it's really interesting. Like it's a lot about her relationship with her mom and all that. And so anyway, I don't want to give anything away. I was about to say something. I caught myself, so I didn't spoil it, but I think you would like it. It's like a women's fiction lighter book. So
I may pick that up. Yeah. I am actually having trouble reading like contemporary like books are set right now. Like I don't know, for some reason they're just like difficult to get into. Like I need like something that's like set somewhere else, just to get
this would be good because it does go maybe to 2015, I think, but you know, just how it goes all these different, it goes to the 90s for a while. And cool. I know what you mean. I was actually having that too with the contemporary because it's hard because of what's going on, you know. It already feels dated to read the contemporary, that makes sense, you know, because you're like the world's so different now. So yeah, what have you been reading then?
So I've been reading a historical romance right now.
Oh, yeah.
So
good to go. This, to
right yeah, now. It's like perfect escape. Like I'm reading a book set in New York in the 1890s, and it's kind of like fun. There's like she's a heiress, and she's a do-gooder who helps out like in the Lower East Side and these different places in the 1890s where they're really tough. There's a lot of poverty and immigration. And so she falls in love with the crime lord of the Lower East Side. So she's not supposed to, but there are. And it's all this like relationship happening. So it's Joanna Shipp's new book. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. I like historical a lot. So I was thinking about what I was going to read next. And I have a couple of historical fiction that maybe I'll go to. I should remember what they're called. Is it all? No, that's what it's called. Anyway, that's a good idea to go with historical. I did read one a couple weeks ago, The Light After the War. This is kind of where things were starting to change and shift in this country and everything. And so it was nice to kind of dive into that. But then it also has World War II and Holocaust, and that's really hard too. So I think there's like maybe not that era right now
either. Yeah.
I think that era reading sounds good.
So I have a good recommendation. I read Elise Hooper's new book, Fast Girls. It comes out in July, but you might be able to get an ARC for it. It's set about the women track and field team in the 19 28th Olympics to the 1936 Olympics. So there's a little bit of talk about World War II because you go to Germany, but it's definitely, it's a female, you know, running and just Olympics and stuff. It's like really good. Really good.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's like female friendships, badass female, you know.
Yeah, I love those. Those are my favorite. Oh, that sounds good. Okay, I'll have to look that one up.
That's a really good book to read. I think that might be a good escape. It's a short goal. I read it in 2 sittings and I was like no attention span. And that was like a really good book to read.
Oh, that's good. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So have you been listening to podcasts or audiobooks?
You know, I have not. There was this podcast I was listening to when I was cleaning the other day, but I just couldn't get into it. It was about the founder of WeWork. I guess, you know, he's kind of a disaster. I don't know. I couldn't really get into it. You know, and I have never listened to an audiobook. Is that crazy?
That's okay. I didn't listen to audiobooks until like a couple of years ago where I was in a job that I just like, I couldn't read. So I needed to just distract myself and add some mindless talks. And that's the only way I can listen to audiobooks if I had a mindless talk. Like I don't normally listen on a walk or anything. I just listen to them to like in different places.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So I'm going to try it out sometime. What's been one of your favorite audiobooks you've done?
So for audiobooks, I would say some thrillers. I read The Woman in Cabin 10. I listened to that, and that was actually a really good audiobook. And then Sadie, which was like based on a podcast, kind of like a thriller mystery. I think for me, those work well. I've done some romance audiobooks, but I'd rather read romance. But for that, yeah.
So do they like act it out
or no, they just listen. You just they share the word. Like they're just reading the words for you.
Okay. So, I was with a thriller, you know how they get kind of crazy.
Yeah. They have some tone, they might put some intonation. I think a good audiobook that I heard really great things is Daisy Jones and the Sex, because that's a full cast audio. So there's every person has a different narrator. So they're, and I think that could be a good audiobook to have.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, that's funny. Yeah, because I was like, I wonder if they acted out, but that's good. They're just kind of reading in a certain way, but they're not being like actors about it. So
yeah, well, actually, I would take it back. So I listened to Obsidian. And this is like a weird sci-fi, YA sci-fi. It's like 600 pages, but it's like, it's a really easy to read because it's dossiers, it's text messages, it's like music. There's a whole different things it's about. So I listened to the audiobook and they act it out. So they yell at it. They had the song, they put the stuff. So some books, I would say you may look for full cast audios for those. They might act that out as opposed to just a narrator. And the narrator may just, you know, they may do voices. They may do the accents. Or they might be like a male narrator and a female narrator and they're talking to each other. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, maybe I'll do one. I got an ad for Audible and it said that Jake Gyllenhaal read Great Gatsby. And I was like, that might be really good.
That could be really good. Yeah, yeah, you can have like celebrities. I think Laura Dern did Little Women. That's a full cast audio. So
I'm gonna write that down. I gotta remember to do that. I forgot that she did The Little Woman. Okay, so I'll have to do it. Did you see that movie? I haven't seen it yet.
No, I've not seen the movie. I wanted to see it a few months ago, and then it's really hard to get to the movies for me. Like, I think ever since I started living in New York, like, because the movies are so expensive, it was like a treat. Like, movies were like $16. It's like, you know, it's more expensive. And so now moving here, I'm like, oh, where's the movie theater? But
I know. But now it's like crazy.
Now it's like you can't go.
Yeah, it's like, oh, not now. But yeah, eventually.
Yeah, I think the movies are between $13 and $11. And I feel like I can justify it. It's hard to justify when it's $16. You're just like...
crazy.
It is crazy. So
like $5. It's like, oh my gosh, everything is just, I don't know. Yeah. Well, that's good though. You have something to look forward to, you know.
Yeah. So. I mean,
please.
Something to look forward to. So have you discovered any fun deals, classes, resources, or things that you discover over the stay-at-home, you know, period?
Yeah, it's definitely been interesting to see everyone easily transition to online. So I go to a bar workout in Scottsdale, and I, you know, I was like, okay, well, obviously I'm not going. This was before they kind of shut down the state. My husband and I were ahead of it, where we were kind of following like other states, and they've done really well of transitioning to, so they eventually had to close down the studio now. And, she's doing Facebook Live videos, and they're doing really, really well with it. It's a, so that one, is not really, it's a private group for members, but Pure Bar in general has a free classes that anyone can do. If they, I think it's Pure Bar Go. It's their Facebook account. But you know, there's all kinds of other fitness ones. I haven't done this one yet, but the Tone It Up Girls in LA, there are some instructors. So they're doing, I think, like two a day of maybe Instagram Live. So, so I mean, there's a lot of different ones, which is really good. I think for me, trying to do some kind of fitness has really helped. And it's kind of been good to have a routine to do it in the morning if possible, if I don't have work calls, you know, those get in the way. But I think that's been good for me. I haven't done, you know, really any classes or anything. I've seen there's been writing classes and such, but I haven't done that. So, you know, I think maybe look into that. But what about you? Like, what are you doing as far as classes or any kind of training or?
Yeah, so Prude.co had a special, and they'll be running until March 31st, where they have free classes. All their classes were free, and so the promo code is self-care. So I took a Photoshop class. I took a cake decorating and a cookie decorating class. So that was like fun. I don't have baking materials because there are people panic dying. They panic baking. So
Very true.
So, you know, flour is hard to find. It was hard to find eggs a few days ago.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So it was like, well, I don't even know how to do it. So I've been cooking. I'm basically most of my meals, which has actually been really exciting. Because I've been, or when I live in New York, I live out of takeout. Because it's New York, and it's like kitchens are small, and I'm a church kitchen for a long time. And you know, it's just like not a good place. And so moving here, I was like, well, I'm between jobs. Even though I can support the economy, I still need to support myself. The cooking is like a more inexpensive thing. And so it's been fun to just like, you know, come up with recipes. So I signed up for New York Times cooking app. So I'm getting recipes from there and just following different food bloggers and just trying different things.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I'll have to download that. Yeah. I've also been cooking more. It's interesting, like how you can really transition real quick to it, because I feel that we were kind of eating out a lot, and then with this, it's like okay, and it's like as much as I want to support businesses and everything, it's just kind of I don't know, it's a lot right now. I just feel like we just really want to stay until I feel like we know more information about what's really happening. You know what I mean? It's like we kind of just like you know what, let's just cook and stay in, and it's good. It's good to do that. So I'll have to do that with the app. I need to get some more ideas, because that's the problem. I run out of ideas and I feel like I cook the same thing. I've been eating a lot of potatoes, and roasted potatoes, but I'm ready for something different. So I gotta switch it up. I gotta look up some recipes.
Yeah, I would say New York Times has heard recipes. Paul Ellison Roman, she's the Instagram famous, like she got Nothing Fancy Dining In cookbooks. I sampled the cookbooks and I'm not ready to take a plunge for them. But she had some good recipes in New York Times. Like she got the shallot pasta, that's her famous recipe. And she has a couple others that are really good. But for me, it's like pasta. Like I'm like so over it. So I'm like trying to figure out. Like, you know, I made tacos today. I was like, okay. Like slowly but surely doing other things. So, but yeah,
for sure.
It's kind of funny. It's like, you know, you just like you get a routine. You're like, let's spice it up. Let's try something different. So.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're sort of like, okay, I can't keep eating the same thing.
Yeah, especially if you're eating in a reveal, you're going to notice that. You're
like, okay. I know for sure. It's like, all right, just even something to switch it up. Like, yeah, spice or something. Just like, can't be the same thing. Yeah, that's funny. Well, that's good. Let's get that. Yeah, you're getting into the cooking, and then you learn these baking skills. That's awesome. Yeah, baking is hard. I have not had the best luck with like scratch baking. Like, you know, I can do the out of the box pretty foolproof, but like handcraft baking, I don't know, it's hard.
Yeah, I used to bake like, I don't know, 10 years ago. Yeah, it was before I had my own. It was when I had my own kitchen. So.
Oh yeah.
It's like 14, 16 years ago. That's how long it's been. And I used to bake from scratch. And then I ended up sharing my kitchen, and I just stopped baking because it was like sharing my kitchen and have the space for it. And so now I'm like, well, maybe I can go back to it. I went to Trader Joe's yesterday and it was fully stocked, which was amazing.
Oh, that's good.
People were so nice and everything. And so I ended up getting like a blondie mix. And I was talking to Sarah from Really Into This, and I was like, you know, I'm going to make blondie. She's like, yeah, the recipe was like, no, I got a box. Like, I'm not in the process of searching for flour. Like, there's panic bags, searching for flour, searching for, you know, for the chocolate chips and all those fun things. I was like, just not there yet.
Maybe in the future.
I think right now I'm just gonna stick to what I know, which is like cooking internally, like just cooking different meals, like go to the grocery store and like cook what you have in your pantry and make the most out of it. So.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. So awesome. So Heather, where we can find you online?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Book Club Chat, on Twitter at H Caliendo, and then also my site, bookclubchat.com. You can shoot me an email through that. So, yeah, three places.
Awesome. Thank you, Heather, for being in the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So if you enjoyed the show, please send it a review and like. This is the best way to support the show. I hope you find bright light in the middle of this dark period. Lots of love. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.